boy, oh boy, oh boy, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it must be one of a Tuesday or a Thursday night here in white blanketed Denver, Colorado. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for enjoying and tuning in to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And once again, we're about to have a guest that will provoke discussion, who will enthrall and excite and inspire you, because just like we've had each week for the last year now, these are American citizens. These are the Susan B. Anthonys and the Paul Revere's and the Chris Simcoxes and the Jim Gilchrists and everyone, the Jason Mrochek's and Ruthie's of Minnesota, who are the Paul Revere's and the Susan B. Anthonys of the 21st century. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to have each one of them here. And I hope that my press releases, and each of you, if you haven't heard or got on my mailing list for the press releases, I send them out just before the show, usually the day before the show or the day of the show, so that you know who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. And one of the things that Minuteman is going to share with you is his realities and his experiences down there on the border. And his name is Carl Braun, and he is a Minuteman, and he's written a book called The Minuteman Diary. But before we get to him after the break, I want you to draw attention to the Time Magazine, December 17th, page 30, an article by Michael Kingsley. And he wrote one of the most irresponsible articles I have seen in Time Magazine, which, of course, as you know, is in cahoots with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And I wrote a piece rebutting everything he said, and it's titled Kidding Ourselves About Immigration. And what he says in this article is, if your view is that legal immigration is good and illegal immigration is bad, how about increasing legal immigration? How about doubling it? Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this many months now. And here is a man who wants to double the kinds of consequences that we're facing by immigrating millions of people from the third world, maximizing and multiplying the consequences as to environment, as to all the things we've discussed. I got sickened reading this guy, so I wrote a column, and it'll be in newswithviews.com, rinse.com, americanchronicle.com, all at mortyscabin.com, you name it. And I'm going to invite each and every one of you to read my column on Thursday of this week, which will be the 13th of December. And then I gave the email letter response, letters@time.com. So, and I gave an example of what I did to rebut. And I do mean rebut. And you have to do it within just 100 different words. And I'll tell you what, here's what I wrote, and it really is what needs to be written across the country concerning what these people are doing and why they're doing it. I'll never understand. And that is to stand them up and straighten them out. Give them a piece of your mind, and here's what I said. Michael Kingsley's admonition to double current legal immigration numbers fail to understand the horrific environmental impact on U.S. sustainability 40 years from now. Current demographic figures show our country adding 120 million people by 2040 to 2050, over 80% driven by immigration in all forms. Every added American to a person to America negatively impacts our sustainability by multiplying our exhaustion of our energy sources, water, and food, while it destroys our quality of life. Did Kingsley and Time editors visit Lake Lanier, Georgia's water crisis before writing the opinion? Did they visit Los Angeles with its crisis? Well, we're going to come right back to that as we start talking about the crisis of adding more population. Well, thank you for joining us. Be right back after these comments. See you on the other side.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are, of course, enjoying Connecting the Dots and your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And tonight I want to finish up on that one email letter that I sent to Time Magazine. And, of course, it said in the end, did Kingsley and Time editors visit Lake Lanier, Georgia's water crisis? And did they understand that Georgia at 9 million people is expected to grow to 16 million people? How will you solve that crisis in 40 years? Did they consider that another impact of 100 million Americans on all of our quality of life, the gridlock in our cities, and the air pollution? We cannot afford to destroy our country by adding millions of people from a line that grows worldwide by 77 million people annually. We can't save the world, but we can destroy our own civilization. And that is the letter that I wrote to Time Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, each week you get here, I always ask you, get out your pencils and paper and start taking down notes. This is a classroom. I'm a teacher. I want to share with you what I know. I want to have you express what you understand. And I want you to get back into activity and creativity and action. I want you to be inspired. I invite you to bring your greatest passions to this greatest dilemma facing the United States and write a letter yourself. Letters, L-E-T-T-E-R-S, at time, T-I-M-E.com. Letters at time.com. And just simply address it to magazine editors of Time Magazine from your name, Joe Citizen or Jan Citizen, and R.E. Michael Kinsley's, K-I-N-S-L-E-Y, Kidding Ourselves About Immigration, 12-1707. Write a letter under 100 words rebutting, and if you want, email me, and I'll give you the entire Time article. If you don't get it, you can get it online, and I have it right in front of me. It's HTTP, www.time.com.time magazine, article 09171, dot, dot, dot. Let's take action and flood them with 100,000 letters to Time saying, what are you thinking when you say double the current legal immigration levels? So that would then stop all the illegal immigration levels. Ladies and gentlemen, with 77 million people starving to death around the world, no, what am I saying, 77 million? Over a billion starving to death, don't you think that they would all want to come here even faster? The thing is, they've got to stay in their own countries. We can help them solve their own country problems and their own situation and dilemmas in their own countries. We cannot continue to be the world's lifeboat because we, too, will be sinking just like their countries are. Everything they've fled will become our reality, and that's the great consequence we face. And somehow, Richard Stengel, the publisher of Time, and certainly this Michael Kinsley, don't have a clue or refuse to deal with reality. Let's make sure they do, and then sign it with your name, your address, and your phone number. And I admonish you to do that. I beseech you. I invite you. And again, if you're not sure about the whole article, just write me at frostyw@juno.com, and I will respond with the whole article itself. And you can read it online, or you can read it when I send it to you. So I thank you very much for that part of your activism, and make sure we're still looking for everyone who joins the show again or new. NumbersUSA.com, PatriotUnion.org, certainly NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com. Make sure that you go to FireCoalition.com, ALIPAC.US, Balance.org, CaringCapacity.org. And there are, of course, many other statewide Minuteman programs, you name it. Join in and become part of the tipping point. And tonight we have quite the tipping point, and a man named Carl Braun. He's the author of The Minuteman Diary, and I just want to welcome him to the show. He's going to give you an idea of what it is to be a Minuteman. I just want to thank you for coming on the show, Carl, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure, Frost. Great show.
Oh, well, thank you. Again, what we're trying to do here, Carl, is educate. And the fact is, you and I are just regular guys. We've been down the border. We're original Minutemen. I'm a Minuteman here in Denver, Colorado, with the Minuteman chapter with Bonnie Murphy. And we're really working hard to make a difference here. Willie Williams, of course, I work with him. Richard Rankin was one of our former leaders here. But new leadership keeps coming in. Kent and Jackie I work with at the gun show a week ago and joined more people into the program. Could you just give us an overall what's happening and how come you wrote this book and kind of give us a view of what the nasty things that are happening down on that border as you have experienced them firsthand?
Well, sure, Frosty. I'd be happy to. I've been involved in this thing since late summer of 2005. I got together with Tim Donnelly and Greg Imus to start up the California chapter of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. And we're currently at about 2,400 members right now in California. We have our own 170-acre campgrounds called Camp Vigilance, which is about 2.5 miles from the border itself. And we conduct weekly and monthly operations along the border. We've been responsible for thousands of people being stopped or arrested, and millions of dollars in drugs being seized.
Man, oh man, millions of dollars of drugs being seized. Well, we certainly know that those drugs were headed right into the communities across this nation, and certainly destruction of lives, making criminals out of our own children as low as the age of 12 and 13, and creating havoc in our communities because of the crimes, because of the loss of the respect for the rule of law. One of the things that I appreciate is that the Minuteman numbers are growing not only on the border states but in the internal of this country. Do you have any appreciation for that, why that's happening?
You know, I think that we have done something, Frosty, you and I and everyone else involved in this movement. We've done something that I don't know that it's ever been done in this country since the revolution, and that is we have taken a top something that is was probably ranked 49 out of 50 2.5 years ago, and we have propelled that into the number one or number two topic on the minds of Americans over the last 2 years through political activism and through quite frankly embarrassing our companies, our country rather, its own inability to protect its own citizens, its unwillingness, I should say, to protect its own citizens. So I think that this whole thing is just starting to snowball. In fact, I was in Las Vegas today promoting the book, and I had a conversation with a gentleman this afternoon who said to me, you know, he says, we're winning this thing. He said, it's the first time I can actually say we're really winning this thing, and Americans are standing up one by one. You see them in the Tom Tancredo and the Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter campaigns. They're standing up one by one, and they're saying, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and I want my country back. And you don't have to be on the border to do that.
No, you certainly don't. And that's the one thing that is happening, because if you look at the GOP, it's arguing at the highest levels, certainly on the big debates, 30 minutes of haggling back and forth. Giuliani, certainly Mitt Romney. You now have Huckabee, who was really a pro-illegal alien governor from Arkansas, starting to put down a new plan and a platform saying what he's going to do. Of course, I'll see it when I believe it, and I'll believe it when I see it. But you also have such situations like Hillary Clinton having to deal with Spitzer, who was getting his rear end kicked right out there as the governor of New York, and he had to rescind the driver's license laws. You know, one thing, Carl, is the fact is these things would have passed in a heartbeat just as little as 5 years ago had it not been for Jim Gilchrist and Chris Simcox and really the great the education and the awareness and the awakening of the American people and then the great leaders that have come up on, you know, have come out of this thing. And that's what is exciting because, let's face it, we just changed history in June. We changed history last month with the DREAM Act being defeated, and the Ags bill, Feinstein had to pull it off the amnesty for that thing, for the farm bill. And so the president of the United States, who said, well, we'll see you at the signing, with such arrogance, had his tail tucked between his legs, and Harry Reid and Pelosi and certainly Kennedy had to backtrack and hang their shoulders in the front of all those cameras when the DREAM Act died.
Yeah, they can't figure it out for us. They can't figure out how it is that the grassroots in this country suddenly came alive and suddenly have embraced this issue of illegal immigration. They're so used to getting their ways, and they're so used to pulling these backhand tricks to get bills through. They've discovered that there is an energized populace in this country right now. It's not a few guys. It's not a few radical guys that are out in the weeds with shotguns or assault weapons. This is just mom and pops. These are grandmothers and grandfathers, mothers and fathers, in some cases college students who have been energized by this topic. And, you know, what's really interesting about all of this is it's just common sense. As you were saying in your monologue, you cannot double the number of people coming into this country and expected to be able to work, yet they did it in 1994 and they did it in 1965. And look what we've got now. We've got 47 million more people in this country than should be here.
Boy, and that's a fact. And look at, of course, all the consequences of that. And as anybody knows, if they have an ounce of common sense or a three-digit IQ, they can figure out that, you know something, if you shove 20 kids into a four-bedroom house and you only have one bathroom, you got a problem. And, of course, we're now looking at the environmental impacts in this country, and Lake Lanier, Georgia is the latest, but it's simply in a long line of the kinds of consequences. I got to tell you, I'm a National Sports Center for the Disabled, and I've advertised that on this show, but I'm a 16-year veteran teacher for volunteering for handicapped skiers, and I got to tell you a story when we get back from this break about what happened to me last weekend when I went up for a refresher course. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Carl Braun, the author of The Minuteman Diary, and we have an exciting hour. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing you in just about 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I want to really bring this home to you. I'm a National Sports Center for the Disabled ski instructor. I volunteered the last 16 years now, and I came up to Winter Park, Colorado. It was 15, 16 years ago. I could get up there in an hour and a half without even batting an eyelash. And now, with 1.3 million more people into the state of Colorado in just the last 10 years, there is a cement parking lot, literally, from Denver to Vail. And all the other arteries going off to the other ski areas. I go to Winter Park, which is 75 miles from Denver. I live right here in just north Denver, just a little bit north of Denver. And what used to take me an hour and a half now takes me between 2.5 to 3 hours. And when I come home, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you, it is a 10-mile-per-hour bumper-to-bumper. And even if you get out early, like 2 o'clock, you are in bumper-to-bumper. If you get out around 4 o'clock when the ski area is closed, you are screwed, effectively. And here is Kinsley, wants to double the legal immigration into this country, wants to add 100 million people to this country by 2040. What kind of an imbecile, what kind of a moron, what kind of an idiot, or all three, would want to do something like that? Why would you want to have 20 kids in your house if you have only one toilet, one shower, and only 4 bedrooms? I mean, what kind of brain power does it take to understand that you have what is called a carrying capacity limit? And so that's what we're trying to get figured out, and that's why I want all of you to write Time Magazine and write on that Kinsley report which was ludicrous beyond belief. But let's go back to what's happening on the border as to the dangers we face and what you've written about in your Minuteman diary, Carl, and give us some just give us the sad, sorry realities that we face. Because for me to just come back from the parking lot of Winter Park, Colorado, and it takes me now 3 hours to get back, and the danger it takes me because of the gridlock bumper-to-bumper traffic, what about the security issues that we face because of these open borders?
Well, you know, Frosty, I wrote the book because I wanted to chronicle the efforts of real-life, everyday, ordinary Americans and their what they're doing to secure the border. Now, here in California, we cover an area of about 45 miles of border, which is mostly high desert. It's around 4,000 feet up. We operate from our camp vigilance, as I mentioned before. And, you know, the perception is, nationally, I think, that the Minutemen are a bunch of middle-aged, old white guys that are sitting in lawn chairs with binoculars and just stare at the border all day because they got nothing better to do. And that couldn't be farther from the truth here in California. Whenever we go to the border, people, depending on their abilities, will volunteer for different types of duties. The more experienced members will take on the more dangerous details, and the folks that are a little bit more limited in their mobility will take on, of course, the less dangerous of the issues of the challenges that we face every day. We're facing drug cartels. We're facing the people smugglers that are bringing the coyotes or the coyotes bringing the people over. We've got rapes that are occurring on our side and on the south side of the border. We've got Arabs coming across the border in the middle of the night, and I can virtually guarantee you, Frosty, they're not coming here to pick strawberries.
I laugh at that, Carl, but I'm crying as I sit here and laugh at this because we got a president that sits there and tells us that, oh, yeah, they're coming to pick strawberries, and, oh, yeah, they're coming for a better life. No, these Muslim Arabs are not coming over from the sands of the Middle East to come over here and pick strawberries. What they're here for, well, we already know what they're here for, don't we?
Yeah, we do. They're coming to a shopping mall or sporting event near you or near me. And the things that we've seen on the border, Frosty, are scary. They're really scary. I'll give you a couple of examples. I have these in the book. The title of the book is Above All Else, The Minuteman Struggle to Secure America's Borders. And people can find that at MinutemanDiary.com. And we're offering a special Patriots edition. It's coming out on Amazon next week. And until it comes out on Amazon, I can offer a special Patriots edition, which includes a chapter that's not found in the mass market production of the book. And what I talk about in there, I just give you a couple examples. You know, October 21st, and this day will stay with me till the day I die. October 20th at 4:00 in the afternoon, we were entering an area called Jewel Valley, which is right on the border, and we were going in there to spend the night.
Cactus Desert. What are we talking?
It is high desert.
High Colorado desert.
Pardon me?
Is that the High Colorado Desert or the High Mojave?
Well, this is actually the Anza Borrego Desert in California. And it's rocks, it's some cactus, it's a lot of manzanita brush and ribbonwood trees, and boulders the size of school buses. And it looks like God just took this handful of boulders and just tossed them on this area.
It's beautiful country. I bike through it.
Okay, all right. So you know all about it then.
Oh, yeah, I've been right there.
Yep, it's treacherous terrain. We were on our way in, and we had a scout group go in early. It's a very dangerous area. We had a scout group go in to make sure that there was nothing happening as we went in. As it turned out, there was a drug run coming through over one of the ridges, and it was 13 men carrying a large backpack, broad daylight. They were being escorted by two Ducati police officers. And they were uniformed police officers with their guns drawn. They were escorting them across the border to keep the load from being stolen. And this was
we got to finish this story up on the other side of this break, Carl. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about drug smuggling that's going to cause your children to be criminals and/or victims. Carl Braun, the author of Minuteman Diaries, is going to tell the rest of the story. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots. God bless America, and Merry Christmas to one and all of us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and just want to thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots, and I've got a quote for you. The great Winston Churchill said, "Never give in, never give in, never, 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 never in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good," unquote. And that was his graduation speech he gave to the Harrow School before he died. And, of course, you all know that Winston Churchill saved Britain by saying, "We will persevere. We will, in the end, win. We will remain tenacious. We will remain steadfast." And, of course, that kind of inspiration is what led Britain, along with the United States, to stop and really defeat the Nazi war machine. Well, another man back 250 years ago or more actually said, it was in a church right there in Philadelphia. It was Patrick Henry. He just said, he gave that great speech, but in he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And I want each and every one of you to apply that to every Minuteman from the Valley Forge and every Minute Woman from Valley Forge that supported that man all the way to the sands of Iraq, that we have a duty, that we have great background, great men and women who sacrificed, and they persevered. And they not only persevered, they gave us what we have today. And so now we have the Minutemen down there on the border, and we have Karl Braun, and we have a story that he brings to life because he lived it. And this is the kind of thing that really hopefully gives you the inspiration and the capacity to join in this great struggle for our country, because it is no less than it was back in 1776. So if we can go back to that story about this drug cartel coming in, this drug gang bringing these things into our country, let's go into that thing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, 1-800-313-9443, and you can ask the author and the Minuteman himself, Karl Braun, about what's going on. We'd love your comments, so call in. I'm looking at the board right now. So go ahead with the story, Carl.
Well, sure, Frosty, and at the stage once again, it was October 20th of 2005. We've had dozens of incidents like this over the course of the last 2.5 years, but this one date sticks out because we had three incidents within just a few hours of each other that really rocked me to my soul. The first one is watching these in broad daylight during the Border Patrol shift change. If you want to break into the U.S., you do that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You do it at 12 midnight, or you do it at 8 o'clock in the morning, because that's when the Border Patrol changes their shifts. They have for decades, and everyone knows that, so that's when they try and make their run across the border. And so at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we see a drug run of 13 mules bringing drugs across the border, protected by two uniformed armed Tecate police officers. We call it into Border Patrol, and, of course, because they're during their shift change, they say we have no assets in the area to respond. And so that really, I mean, you know, that was like, well, what are we doing out here if we can spot a drug load coming through and they can't respond to it? So then we went to another side of the, we made ourselves known to stop that load in place. So we made a lot of noise, and they could see us with our trucks. They hold up for the next shift change. And we went to the other end of the valley, and we crawled up into the rocks to spend the night. This was about a 15-hour adventure in 30-degree weather. And at about 11:30 that night, we started hearing a moaning coming from 100 yards across the fence. We were within 100 yards of the fence, and about 100 yards beyond that, we heard moaning. Now, at first, it sounded like there might have been some kids out there in the rocks, you know, doing what teenagers do. But there's nothing, Frosty, for miles and miles and miles. This is middle of nowhere, quite literally, in the middle of the high desert. And as we listened to this, we realized that these were not sounds of pleasure. These were sounds of pain. And after the fourth time, you know, we came to the realization that there was some poor woman within a couple hundred yards of us who was being systematically raped by more than one person. And we called it into Border Patrol, and border be damned, we were going to do what we had to do. And the Border Patrol instantly came back to us and said, don't do it. Whatever you do, we know what you're thinking. Don't do it. And they sent a Border Patrol agent out there to make sure we didn't cross the border and put an end to this. And so we were up in the noises stopped, and about 2:30 that morning, we heard another commotion. And this time, Frosty, it was men yelling at each other. They're having an argument in the middle of the high desert at 2:30 in the morning at the top of their lungs. And you have to understand, if I can set the picture here, there's a fence, a 12-foot Vietnam-era aircraft landing mat fence on a 40-year-old well casing pipe that comes about halfway down this valley, which is about a mile long, and then it just stops. And here we got three men who are walking right around the area from where we heard this woman being raped. Three men just come walking across our border at 2:30 in the morning having an argument, in a language that was not English and it wasn't Spanish. Now, I had a good idea what it was. I have a boy who just got back from Baghdad. He's an Arabic interrogator over there. Got another boy who's on his way back to his second tour in Afghanistan. So I kind of know what Arabic sounds like. And we confirmed it as they were walking down the road having this argument. One of our guys who had just come back from Iraq confirmed that, yes, these gentlemen, you can call them that, we're in fact having an argument in modern standard Arabic. And we called it into Border Patrol, and Border Patrol initially said that they didn't have anyone in the area when we told them they were speaking Arabic. They did in fact respond. We don't know, and they won't tell us if they ever caught these guys, but what I can tell you, Frosty, is that 3 weeks later, there was a published report that three Al-Qaeda members were captured on the California border, and we could only hope that it was our three guys. And that they were in fact caught. And that's, as I said, it's just one of dozens of stories that are in my book, Above All Else.
Well, listening to that is obviously quite chilling because of the inhumanity that's going on here. The rapes that go on that border and the coyotes who rape the women that are coming across, it shows you the kind of desperation that even these women continue to come across and pay these coyotes and get raped out there in the desert, get killed, and those who can't make it, of course, are left to die, and anywhere from 300 to 400 per year. But, you know, the question is, and if anybody saw the news tonight in Algeria, Al-Qaeda just blew the living daylights out of a structure there, and it killed, what, 26 and injured 100. Al-Qaeda is not slowing down by any means, and we certainly aren't stopping them at the borders. And these suicide bombers, two of them, of course, were reputed to be Al-Qaeda, and they bragged about them. Can you imagine how many are making their way into the United States, are setting up the next backpacking suicide, or even just leave a backpacking C4 bomb in a mall for us? I'm astounded that this president, certainly this Congress, hasn't got a giant wall and a giant military force down there on the border instead of just relying on just regular citizens with no ability to defend themselves, essentially, and really just get to call in.
Yeah, you know, they don't want to secure the border. I mean, we know that there's 12 to 15,000 people coming across the border every single day. While you and I are having this conversation, 600 illegal aliens crossed our border. We also know that one or two out of every five illegal aliens coming across the border are known felons. And so if you run those numbers out, we just had 200 more criminals enter our country while you and I are having this conversation, coming to infect our communities and to perpetrate their crimes on you and me and our neighbors and our children. And it is absolutely, it's un-American what our government is doing. It's un-American for them to not be putting a stop to this. And it just, right to my core, it upsets me because I know, Frosty, and you know, that what's driving all of this is politics and money. And we have got to get our country back. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Pat Buchanan's new book, he says, man, it's too late. We can't get this thing back. We can't get this thing back without a revolution. And I hope we haven't come to that point. I'm hoping that through activism and through vigilance, eternal vigilance, that we can secure our country once again and get it back.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons that I stand tall is my dad, a U.S. Marine of 27 years, Master Sergeant Howard Wooldridge, always told me, son, if you believe in something, then stand up and speak out. Because when you stand up and speak out, you empower the rest of us and the rest of those who are afraid to stand up and speak out, who are afraid to say anything. And so all of my life, my brother Howard stands up and speaks out. My brother Rex stands up and speaks out. My sister, boy, oh boy, she stands up and speaks out. And that's what we need in this country. Not only do we need to have us all stand up and speak out, we also need to have us stand up and vote, pull that lever. And if you say that voting doesn't count, well, guess what? Get down there to the voting machines and make sure there is a paper trail. Be one of the election inspectors. Be one who participates, because conviction or complaints without action are useless. However, when you have what you're doing and what we're all doing that are taking the action, is when you take action and you take conviction and you wed them together, you get results and you actually change history. Now, what about Come Build the Fence Project? Tell us about that and what you're doing down there to make something happen, because the Congress and the Senate actually passed a 700-mile-long bill, and virtually none of it has been built, and that's because of the poor, if not zero, leadership of George Bush, the zero leadership of Harry Reid, and certainly Nancy Pelosi, who's turning out to be one of the worst speakers of the House because she's not doing anything. And so what are we doing as far as Come Build the Fence Project right now?
Well, you know, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps on a national basis is building fence in Arizona. In California, in April of 2006, because of the very incidents and others that I spoke to you about a minute ago, These folks are just waltzing across the border. If you stand up on the rocks and look down, you can see the well-worn trails.
Oh, yeah.
These same trails were crossed by Pancho Villa, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, this is very active drug and people smuggling area. And we called out to the citizens of San Diego, and we said, you know what? The government's not going to build a fence out here because they just don't have the political will to get it done. We've got to close off this valley because we see every time we're down there what's coming through the drugs and everything else that's coming through this one particular valley. So we called to the citizens of San Diego through local radio, and we said, hey, we're going to have a fence building project this coming weekend. We want you to bring your hammers. We want you to bring your barbed wire, whatever you got. We are going to close off Jewel Valley, and we're going to make this traffic go around the valley where we can keep a better eye on it than just waltzing right across our border. And this was about a month before the national organization did their fence, started doing the fence in Arizona. And what happened was amazing, and I have pictures of it in the book. It's one of the greatest days of my life, and that's because we had no idea what to expect. We had, 30, 40, 50 of our own people show up, and 250 local residents showed up. We had an 88-year-old woman take a limousine from her estate in Woodland Hills, which is hours from here, leave at 4 o'clock in the morning to come down and serve us hamburgers so that we had food at this particular event, and she wanted to come down and help. And we had $1,200 in donated materials. We had welders. We had rock drills. We put up a fence. We actually welded it right to the federal fence. We called up the Border Patrol in advance, and we told them that we were coming in to put a fence up, and we were going to close off this valley. And they said, you can't do that. That's federal property. And we said, you know what? Come on out and arrest us. Because you refuse, we love the Border Patrol, and they were just, they're just mimicking what their D.C. handlers are telling them. But they said to us, you can't do that. And we said, come on out and arrest us, because we are going to weld our fence to your fence. We're going to close off this area, and if you want to come on out and arrest 250 Americans that are protecting their own country, you come right on out and do it while you're allowing Arabs and God knows who else to come across the border. Anytime they want, willy-nilly. And, of course, they didn't come around and do anything. DHS and Interior, they all steered clear of us. And we shut down this area. It's an area called Red Rocks. I talk about it in my book, Border War. And, in fact, the back cover of my book, which is a fictional book with real information in it, called Border War, that is available on Amazon right now. And that very area that we closed off, I have a picture of it before we closed it off. And today, the drugs and the people have to go around that area in order to get through. We're very proud of that, Frosty.
Well, I can tell you, across America, everyone else is nodding their heads right now, and they're proud of you, and I'm proud of all of us. And the key message here is that our government fails us miserably. Our president fails us. He has been failing us for the last 7 years. The Senate has failed us. The House of Representatives has failed us. And ordinary Americans are putting themselves in harm's way to save this country. And the crime in the border counties is the highest in the nation. And illegal aliens spit on our flag, and they demand special treatment at that. If our government won't do it, then we will. And what you're doing is not only writing Border War and inspiring with the Minuteman Diary, you are taking action. And I know, and you know, we've both been down on the border. We've stood there as Minutemen. I've been out there in the desert. I know it's just a boring, long 8-hour shift. It's sometimes there's a lot of guys that do 12-hour shifts, and they do them day after day, and they do them month after month. I met a lot of guys last summer. I've been down there 4 years now. I've seen the trash. I've seen the drug trails. I've seen the layup areas. I've seen the chaos in the desert. It's sickening beyond belief, and yet you can get killed doing that stuff. And so it is a great amount of courage, and it's a great amount of patriotism. And I certainly am I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for every Minuteman and every Minutewoman that goes down there and takes action. I'm certainly proud of Willie and Pam Williams here in Denver. They go down, Kent and Jackie. Oh my gosh, it's just incredible. So. Now, my question is this. Why isn't Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger an immigrant himself who's risen to an illegal immigrant, why hasn't he taken more action on the illegals there in the valleys, out of certainly out of Los Angeles, the camps that started the fires, the trash, the filth, and all of the lack of hygiene? Why isn't California's government reacting with a little bit more stringent discipline?
Well, certainly the Hispanic caucus here in California is flexing its political muscle, and it has influenced through Fabian Nunez, has influenced Governor Schwarzenegger to the point where he is just biding his time. He's just getting done what he can get done without creating too much trouble, without creating too much of a stir, and figuring he'll pass this on to the next person. And frankly, that's not why I voted for him, and it's not why I voted for George Bush or anyone else who stands up. You know, I mentioned earlier something about the presidential candidates and how Huckabee is now standing tall on illegal immigration. Well, you know, I say put up or shut up. You know, these Giuliani, you know, who's Mr. Giving people amnesty in New York City when he was mayor, now he's this tough border guy. Well, I tell you what, none of these guys have any credibility where I'm concerned. Not Romney, not Giuliani, none of them.
Boy, do I agree with that. We're going to be right back with Carl Brown after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're winding up an hour with Carl Braun, and I want to make sure that everyone knows to go to Amazon.com, look under Carl Braun, and you'll see Border War. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to go to the people who are living it, who are breathing it, who are participating and who are protecting this country, and also the Minuteman Diary. This can also be found on Amazon here, what, in a week or two? And if not, you can go to the website, and it's just MinutemanDiary.com. And that will get you there, and soon you'll be on. And I'll get a chance. I'll write a review on that and put that on Amazon and also Borders, Borders and also Barnes & Noble. But if you can you give us an appreciation of why the Hispanic caucus there in California continues to want to see the state of California completely overrun with illegal aliens? Is there a master plan here? Are the American Hispanics that are in power there just want to see the trash of Mexico and all the poverty stricken and the disease stricken and the violence and the gangs and all of that simply dismantle California? Is that their final prime directive?
I don't think so, Frusty. I think it's a very, very difficult situation here in California. It's very complicated. It has to do a lot with, I think, we're talking about a minority group in California who has not traditionally had any power and has suddenly got power, and they're flexing it, and they're perhaps misguided in the direction that they're flexing it. You have the same situation, you know, in Hispanic communities and Black communities. If you stand up and you don't go with the community themselves, then you're an Uncle Tom, you're a pineapple, you're whatever. And so there's a lot of social and peer pressure on Hispanics in this state to push forward and allow this illegal immigration thing to happen. And then what you've got is you've got somewhere along the line, you know, they say there's 7 degrees of separation between all of us. Well, there's quite a few less degrees of separation when you're talking about a Mexican or Hispanic culture here in California. Everybody's related to everybody, and so you know someone, you know you're working with someone, you're related to someone who is trying to get across the border or is illegal in the United States, and you have empathy for that person. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think what people need to do is they need to open up their eyes and take a look and see. We have whole communities like Maywood and Imperial Beach and Chula Vista and some of these other towns in Southern California that are now, what they've done is they're recreating Tijuana and Bogota and Managua here in the United States. And they're bringing with them tuberculosis, they're bringing with them crime and all the things that they left their country for, and they're bringing it to the United States with them. The lunacy of all that is, it's beyond me. I must not get it, because I just don't understand how you could leave something. You know, the expression that I use in the book is if you're so attached to your roots, stay closer to the tree. And so if you're so attached to your culture and so on, just stay where you're at and improve your own country. Don't come here and ruin mine.
Well, that, of course, is the great conundrum of the 21st century, whereby we are creating enclaves of poor, pockets of poverty, and balkanization. Do you see much hope for Los Angeles, or is it going to continue to spiral down into essentially the cesspool that is Mexico City?
Yeah, I really don't see much hope for it.
Well, we will continue to try to hope for the rest of the nation to get these borders shut down and stop this migration madness. And Carl Braun, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. It's really an honor to have you, and I hope to shake your hand one of these days when I come down to the border and I come out to California.
Well, please do come visit us in Camp Pigeon.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on another rendition of Connecting the Dots. We're going to have Jeff Lewis, the National Director of Fire Coalition, the next time, and look forward to having you here on the show. And thanks for your participation. NumbersUSA.com, the social contract. Join and get activated. We don't need any more of Los Angeles migrating across the country. We're in trouble, folks. Stand tall, stand up. Good night, God bless, and Godspeed, and Merry Christmas, one and all. Frosty out.